10 past the hour of 4 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you and you and you, wherever you are tuning us from on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, the 30th of November 2025, the last Sunday in the month of November 2025. Allow me to welcome you to the crossover that is with me, Abigail, from this hour right up until the hour of 6 o'clock, where I'll be leaving you guys with HD, who will be with you from 6 until the hour of 8 on Eagle Spot Zone. So you are welcome. You are listening to the one, the only talk radio station in Namibia. Let me also just thank Tatena Luvanda for keeping you guys company from 1 o'clock right up until 4 o'clock, where I do take over and, you know, be with you. It is a very lovely Sunday, even though it's a very hot. Yo, it's a hot. That I can guarantee you here in Windhoek. I don't know where you are. I don't know where you are listening from. And I don't know how the weather is wherever you are, but here in Windhoek, it's hot. I am telling you, it's very hot. You know, on Friday, my colleague was telling me that I was actually hoping that it was going to rain this weekend, but it looks like it's going to be a very hot weekend. And I told him that, yes, it is definitely going to be a very, very hot weekend. Because not even a single cloud up in the sky since Friday. I think since Thursday or Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. It has just been, you know, clear sky. So we already know what that means. That means too much hotness. Yes. So yeah, it is a very warm Sunday afternoon here in the capital. I don't know if somewhere in the country it's, you know, it's cool, except the coastal areas, because they usually have a very unpredictable weather every time throughout the year. So except the coastal areas in Namibia, I wonder if there's any place, where it's, you know, cloudy or it's raining or it's just cool. But yeah, regardless, it is the last Sunday in the month of, November. So tomorrow we will be in the month of, you know, December. I know tomorrow when we both wake up, both you and I, when we wake up tomorrow, we are going to wake up to that. You know, there's that that video of Casper in your vest that is always reserved throughout the year, you know, from January. Let me just say, I think from the second week of December, it would be safe to say from the second week of December, we don't see that video, and, you know, a new year will start until November ends. And then the 1st of December, the next thing you will see when you open your WhatsApp statuses is that video of Casper in your vest. Key December, you know, like, when you go to sleep tonight, right? You are sleeping, it's November, and then in the morning when you wake up and you are like, oh, it's December, key December, then you wake up. You are now in December. So I'm sure we should expect to see that tomorrow. That's definite. I know I'm going to see that. People are going to share that. I don't usually share that video. Because for me, it's like, what is exciting? I know it's exciting. Because I'm going to see my parents. I'm going to see my nephews. I'm going to see my nieces. I'm going to see extended family members. So yes, but it's not really exciting in the way that other people, you know, try to portray it. Yes, December is a lovely time. Trust me, it is a lovely time. But yeah, it is what it is. It is a new month. It is the last month in the year. So yeah. Let's get over it. Yeah. So tomorrow is, going to be the 1st of December. What commemoration do we have tomorrow? I see people are posting a lot about World AIDS Day, and now they are confusing me in terms of which one is the day. Let me see. Wait. Now I'm honestly getting confused as to which one is, I think it is the 1st of December, if I'm not mistaken. I think so. I'll quickly check just to confirm so that I don't, you know, end up saying the wrong information. But let me just quickly check, because I saw people have been posting about it, and I've just been wondering as to, you know, is it not supposed? Yes, it's tomorrow. Tomorrow is the 1st of December, and it is known as World AIDS Day tomorrow. Yeah. But it looks like people decided to start, you know, sharing awareness, sharing messages and all that. So it was a bit confusing for me. I was like, okay, what is going on? But yes, tomorrow is actually World AIDS Day. All right. And we all know what this day is all about. Ne? We all know, right? I'll just give you a bit of information looking at the fact that tomorrow, I will not be with you on the crossover, only today, until next Sunday. And of course, next Sunday, we cannot, come and talk about World AIDS Day, that is long gone. So we can actually talk about it today. So yeah. Before we get into that, let me just ask you if you have downloaded our Eagle FM app. If you haven't, please do that. You are missing out. I always come here and I tell you why you should download the Eagle FM app. You know, it's very convenient. And right now, that's a way for you to tune into the radio. All right. I've been campaigning. One thing that I've realized is that, people from my region, ne, they would call and complain. And every time they used to call me and complain about the radio, I would just, you know, go on and say, no, let's just keep on being hopeful. Let's just keep on being hopeful. You know, maybe the frequency will come back on very soon. You know. So this other day, when I was speaking to somebody in particular, and I was like, no, wait a minute, man. You have a smartphone, right? Yes, I do. Okay. Please download the Eagle FM app and you will be able to listen to the radio, you know? And, you know, the person went on and did that, and they started listening to the radio. And it's like, now they listen to the radio. You know, they don't even have to contribute, on the show, on air and all that, but I know they listen. I know they are listening. So I realized that, you know, maybe I've been going about this the wrong way. Telling people, no, let us just be hopeful. The frequencies are coming back very soon, rather than telling them, if you have a smartphone, just download the Eagle FM app for now while we all wait for the frequencies. So hence I've been, you know, advising a lot of us to download the Eagle FM app. I don't want to hear those stories of, we can't hear you, we can't listen to you, and so on and so forth. If you have a smartphone, you can listen to us. Believe me. If you have a smartphone, you can listen to us. So download the application. It's under Omalite Technologies for the iOS users. When you go on your app store and you type Eagle FM app, it will pop up and you will see it. I believe we all know our logo. We all know how Eagle FM logo looks like. So the moment you type and you see it, you will know it's this one. And also for the Android users, when you go on your Play Store, you type Eagle FM, you know, app, you will see it. It will pop up, right? You will be able to listen to us. You will be able to listen to podcasts in a case where you missed a show, like today, maybe when Abigail is on air, not Abigail, Abigail. My name is Abigail. People have really spoiled how I pronounce my name, you know. Yeah, so in a case, Abigail is on air and you can't tune in. You can actually listen to the podcast when you go on tomorrow, either on our website or on the application. You will find the crossover podcast and you will listen to the show. And also another option is actually the website. If you cannot, or whatever device you are using cannot allow you to install the app, you can also alternatively go on the website and you will be able to listen to us, right? On the website, you listen to the live radio. You can also, you know, read the news. The news is there, you know, so yeah, but I'd still recommend, the app as, the way to go. So yeah. And also another app that I would like to encourage you guys to install or have on your smart device is, the Imba app, very convenient app. As I've been saying from day one that we live in a very technological era. So we cannot be walking around carrying a hymn book. It's heavy, colleagues. It's heavy. And you don't even, you know, pay anything when you download it. You actually just download it. So also do download the Imba app. It has a few different hymn books under it. So yeah, that's about that. It is now 22 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock. So very soon, soon, I'll also be going home. One thing I've been telling my listeners on Sizuma is that I can't wait to get home. You know, at home, there's this song that usually plays at the station back home. So it is a Christmas and a New Year song and I love it so much. I think there are like two of them. So I can't wait to go home and go listen to the song. You know, the song sings like Jabulani, yesi Christmas, na 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 Jabulani, you know. There's also another one. Tell your mother Happy New Year. Tell your father Happy Christmas, Happy New Year, you know. Yeah, so I also can't wait to, you know, go home and actually go listen to these songs because they do. Best believe me, they do play. Yeah, there's no negotiations on them. They do play. And this is how we know that it is the festivities. It's family time. And I am actually looking forward to that. So I will let you know when I leave. I will let you know when I leave. I'll be gone for 2 Sundays. I will be gone. So the 2 Sundays, if we are lucky enough, we might find somebody who will come and be with you guys in those 2 Sundays. And, I want you guys to be, you know, keep them company in those 2 Sundays that I will not be here. Ne? Yeah. Cause I don't think by that time we will have soccer. Soccer is about to come to an end. I think, I recall very well, my boyfriend said, is it 2 more weeks? If I'm not mistaken. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, it's also just a short period of time and soccer will be done as well. So if we don't happen to get somebody to come keep you guys company on the crossover in the 2 weeks that I will be gone, then we will just have 2 playbacks on the 2 Sundays. And I hope, you know, when I come back, we will come catch up. You will come tell me what you were up to in the 2 weeks that I will not be here. So it's the Christmas week and the New Year's week. And then I will be back. I will be right back. Right? Yeah. So also happy birthday to anybody who is born on the last day of November. Yeah, I don't know what your parents were thinking, but it must be nice. It's just unfortunate that today, the 30th fell on a Sunday, but if it was on a Friday or on a Thursday, Ooh, it would be so nice, right? You know, people are all paid up and it's your birthday, so you get to be spoiled so much. You get to enjoy so much. So yeah, happy birthday to you. It's a Sunday, but you can enjoy, you can have a braai here, you can have a poiki course here and there, you know, just do something because it's only today until next year again. And next year it's going to be on a Monday. Yes, it's going to be on a Monday. So happy birthday to you. And also happy birthday to everybody who is born in December. I don't think I'll have time in December to be wishing you guys happy birthday. I'm joking. I'm kidding. Yeah, but your colleagues, where are your birthdays in December? Where were people even being born in December? No, man. But yes, so yeah, that's about it. So let me just play you welcoming sounds before we get into looking at what is World AIDS Day, which is going to be commemorated tomorrow, right? And also another thing that I would like us to talk about is let's just reflect. What are we grateful for so far? You know, we are just saying goodbye to the 11th month in the year 2025. So what are we grateful for so far? I'd like to hear from you today. Please. 083-288-401. Because I remember very well when the year started, the first topic that I came with on air, if I still recall, was New Year resolutions. Yes. That was the topic that I came, you know, to discuss with you guys, New Year resolutions. And I remember Uncle Bwana told me that his New Year resolution is, you know, to go and study law. So I'd like to find out, has that resolution materialized? Did we get somewhere? You know, I'd like to hear that. Yeah. So please do come through with what you are grateful for so far. And also maybe I can just ask on the New Year's resolutions what you had, what has materialized and what hasn't. A good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
How
Abigail.
Are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I am good, good.
You know, those songs that you just mentioned, eh?
Yes.
All of them, I also like them.
You also know the songs?
Yeah, man.
Jabulani, yes, Christmas.
Those ones are my friend. Once it goes, it really stir me up.
Yeah.
It means some kind of joy and, you know, happiness.
It's very nice. I like that one. Mm-hmm. More than the other one that says, tell your mother, happy new year.
Really, that one is also nice.
Yes, it's nice, but I prefer the other one. Woo, Jabulani.
Jabulani. Oh.
And I don't even know, I don't know. Let me try to look for that song. And I don't even know how come I've never found that song.
I think it's a South African who plays them.
Yes, it's a South African song, but now I don't know. Let me try to see if I'll find a Jabulani Christmas song.
You must start with Z.
Is it Zabulani or Jabulani?
It must be Z. Jabulani or Zabulani.
Jabulani is not Z. Wait, I found something. Let's see.
So, who is our song?
Jabulani,
mommy. Is it the one, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me, I'll call after, I'll call after you and play the music.
Okay.
Yeah. He has a Christmas. He has a Christmas. He has a. He has.
Franz was looking for this song. I have found it for you, Franz.
Christmas. He has a. Jabulani Christmas. He has a. He has a Christmas. He has a. He has a Christmas. When mommy mala yeko, I has a Christmas. When mommy mala yeko, I has a Christmas.
I found it. I found it. Unbelievable. So that is the song, you know, when it's playing and you know it is December. Christmas is. Christmas is here, right? And I think there's something about December, you know, where you, the smell, or is it just when I'm at the village? I don't know, because there's just something about December, to be honest. Yeah. Okay. I think I admit. Yeah. So that's a very nice song. I have found it. I think I just never made time to actually look for the song. You know, it's December. You go hear the song nonstop. You enjoy it. And then come January, you come back here to the radio. Now Christmas is gone. Now, if you have to find the song, where do you play it? So this is the perfect time to play the song. And I promise I will be playing it right here on the crossover. I think this is going to be our opening song. Let me see. How many weeks do we have together? Let me see. Let me check. Okay. So me and you guys, we have... how did I get to 2026? Okay. So me and you guys, we have two Sundays together, right? So those two Sundays, this song is going to be our opening song. I will be playing it. Yeah, boo.
Yeah, thank God for you for playing my music. I always ask you,
what do you listen to? You never mentioned this song.
Well, in fact, it was just, I don't know, maybe it was always lingering in my heart, my head, my mind.
Yeah.
So, yes, the resolution, thank God, I was able to, you know, motivated me.
Yes.
That when we drop some resolutions, we should try to adhere to them and please fulfill them.
Yeah.
That one has come to pass. And I thank God for that. Woo! It's a challenge, my man.
So what are you grateful for so far?
Well, grateful for God for allowing me to fulfill my desire, my heart desire.
Mm-hmm.
The resolution that you said I made.
Mm-hmm.
So God has given me the grace and the strength.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really thankful to God for that.
Yeah.
Just to give me that courage and the strength, though.
Yeah.
Because you imagine some of those days you can sleep without the whole night, and night, without sleeping. Just because of those books.
Oh, those books are a problem.
My God.
Too much.
Meme. So, but I see because of the strength and, you know, on our own, we cannot do it. We really, no wonder why they really like the Bible also. Most of their quotations and references in issues of that nature, you see them in the Bible. Every time whenever people are addressing, oh, my Lord, you see some of those, quoting about those things, citing those things, and they say, it's all about the Bible. Anyway, it's because the Bible is the supreme law anyway. So it's the supreme law, just like all these other things that we make up. Sometimes we are in conflict with the will of God. This man made kind of laws and laws and things like that.
Yeah.
We appreciate that God is using them. They are instruments, you know, used by God. To decide that nature, to preside on these issues. But I will thank God. But there are times where they really contradict the will of God. Or maybe it's our behavior, our attitude. So that I'm really grateful. for you people and for the opportunity that I have gotten here, I've acquired here, the experience, the knowledge. In fact, this has just facilitated or is just, is it complimenting? Yes, it's contributing. Your teaching, your information, your education is just complementing now. I mean, what I'm acquiring there is really, these are complementarity or whatever you are calling them. So I'm very, very happy. I thank God for you people. You are always here prepared, you know, and counselors. Imagine crossover. Somebody that is make crossover, that person is helping you to cross the bridge.
And you know something that I was actually surprised, and it's something that I have, I was told, I think by two individuals, that they think my show, The Crossover, and I even want your opinion on this because I've been thinking about it. So I was told that, oh, we used to think that The Crossover, it's actually a gospel show where you guys talk about God and stuff. I was like, no, not at all.
So they don't listen?
No, apparently they don't listen because the name, The Crossover. Yes. So it's like the name. So now I was even thinking maybe it's time we changed the name.
No, I think it's just, anyway, yes, you can. It can be changed, but I guess that maybe they have not understood the concept.
Yeah.
So, because looking at it, if you examine it and listen, it's something that is preparing you from your, you know, they always say Monday is a hangover. So it's to prepare you from the fatigues of the weekend and all these other things. So that you are helped to cross over to another day.
Yeah.
Into this. Okay, I think maybe, which is they have known that program, but they haven't listened.
Yes, they know the program. And I was actually very surprised. I was like, okay. I was actually very surprised. So people know the show, but then it appears to them as a gospel show, you know, like maybe I come and I preach the word of God. So they are not interested in that.
But they have never listened.
Yeah, because there was even a time when I had a guest on and then the guest shared the poster. So one of her people tuned in and listened. And then her feedback was like, it was very interesting. And I actually regret the fact that I never used to tune in to this show because the name of the show made me think it's actually a gospel show.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So if most of the opinions and the suggestions are coming from that way, you may still figure out something that you think will catch their interest. So since you have interacted with those ones, maybe you make it, I think it's enticing to, you know. So I know God will help you, give you some wisdom to find the one that you really should. They need, if they think that maybe this one is, but for me, I thought it was just to prepare spiritually, emotionally, and all these other things to go over, at least to cross over. You know, for you, you know, when you are crossing the River Jordan, you see those people, what they're singing, that they cannot just cross the River Jordan alone. So somebody, hell or helper, will be there to take you. So if they could understand it in that manner, maybe they were going to appreciate it. But think of the name and they see how things will go.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like it totally slipped my mind. But I'll also just hear from other listeners, what do they think? Do we need to change the name? You know, come 2026, we need to come as a rebranded show. Maybe we should rebrand.
Yeah, it can also work.
The
only thing is that, so for me, the only problem is that the timing.
Yeah, the timing. So the timing, obviously, the timing. If I have to change the name, it has to happen January.
Yeah, no. I mean, the timing, because like you said, say for example, in December, people are now watching soccer in the rural area, in the village there. We also have our own tournament.
Yeah.
We pray for the elderly ones. They call them old cocks. You know, ultimately old cocks or something. So we always have those things. But I, during your show now, like Sunday, so I know many people really, they are always there, you know, watching soccer and things like that. So it could be really a difficult time. So maybe it doesn't fit here, but for those who are, you know, able to listen like me, I watch soccer, but I also listen.
Yeah.
I don't know how it balances up that situation. So, but in conclusion of your question is that, yes, it's true. Let's this time around, please come with some resolution for us to help us. Then as long as we try to make those ones very smart, very achievable indeed, so that we don't put some kind of, you know, but you know, your target and things like that. So yeah. Because many times we just say postponing and I don't want to take, and then all the resolution, because like me, I have a lot of resolution, but I could only now look at one. Maybe not because maybe the intensity of the program or whatever, but let's see how we can be committed to fulfill and accomplish our resolution where we can.
Yeah.
So that we can double our efforts. But like I said, you people, you have done so much for us, and we thank God. So that maybe if I didn't make that resolution and commitment. Then, like you asked me, that Gwana, now what happened? And I said, oh, yeah, you know, it's also very discouraging.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, Abigail.
All righty.
We really appreciate God for you. You are teaching us, and all these people who are there. So they are really doing a great thing to us.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
All righty. Amen. Yeah. Bye-bye.
You always remember amen after some time. It's supposed to become first, imagine.
Yes, I remember that I responded in the wrong manner when I said, alrighty, I was supposed to say amen. Because you know, most those are blessings. When somebody is blessing you, you can't say alrighty. And then I just remember like, oh yeah, I was being blessed. And then I was like, oh, okay, amen.
It's true. I also realized that you should say also amen.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Abigail. God bless you, man.
Amen. Yes. 16 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. So Uncle Bwana has opened the floor for us. Like I said, that, you know, beginning of the year, the first show that we had right here on the crossover, January 2025. I cannot recall the exact date, but the first show that we had, you know, we spoke about New Year resolutions, you know, bucket list. What would you like to do in 2025? What would you like to see, materializing happening in 2025? You know, that was the conversation, beginning of, 2025. So now looking at the fact that we are ending 2025, we are towards the end of 2025. Like I said, that unfortunately I will not be here, you know, to end 2025 with you like, previously. I remember 2023, we were together the whole December. Christmas, New Year, we were together, right? Last year I went home, I traveled, I was not around for Christmas and New Year. So it's the same thing this year as well. I will not be around for Christmas and New Year as well. So hence this conversation, I'd like to hear what you are grateful for so far, and how have the New Year resolutions gone with you, you know? For me, there was this one year. Okay, for me, it has been good, to be honest. Not the way I wanted things to go, but it has been good, to be honest. I am so grateful. I have so much to be grateful for. This other day, I was having a conversation with my best friend. We were reflecting on 2025 so far. And you know the words she said to me, up until today, I still hear them in my ears. Like, she's still saying the words to me in that very moment. You know, she said to me, this year, you really worked so hard. I never expected to hear those words. But, you know, hearing them from somebody who is so close to you, just saying them, they really carry weight. And in that very moment, they really carried major, major weight, you know, for me. Just hearing her telling me, you really worked hard this year. So many things have materialized in 2025. So many things. So many things didn't materialize, but I choose to see, or rather to, how do I put this? You know, sometimes English is also just so funny. But yeah, okay, I choose, you know, the positive. Like I always encourage you guys that sometimes let's put aside the negative, you know, because at the end of the day, it does not do any good. Rather, it does harm. So for me, so much positivity happened so far in the 11 months of 2025. I've also, you know, faced hurdles. I've faced, you know, speed humps. I've faced potholes in the road, in the journey. But I can firmly say to you that I'm really grateful. The year has been good, to be honest. The year has been good. So yeah, and the other thing that I was mentioning that didn't materialize so far, my New Year's resolution was a driver's license. Yes. So for me, my New Year's resolution was the driver's license. It so happens that right now as I'm speaking to you, I'm still working on it. Yeah, I'm still working on it. You know, a part of me is now feeling like, okay, the year has ended. Can we just postpone it maybe to now make it a resolution of 2027 and make sure that at least before the first 6 months of 2027, we do get the driver's license? Maybe. But then a part of me is also saying, okay, December has run about 4 full weeks. So maybe we should try before we push the resolution into a new year. So yeah, but so far it has really been a good year. 2025 has been a good year, except I didn't get pregnant. I didn't get a husband. I would have loved, I think I would have loved, you know, to have gotten a husband. And also a child, a first child. I have people who are constantly asking me, okay, when is it gonna happen? When is it gonna happen? I don't know. I don't know as well. I'm not looking for it. But yeah, I'm joking. You know, I'm joking. I'm not looking for a husband. Yeah, don't. People should not start looking for a husband for me. Because I was saying on air that I'm looking for a husband. No, I'm just joking. But in all honesty, yes, 2025, I am so grateful for many things. Yeah, so many things. If I have to start talking about them right now, we might find ourselves, you know, in the second hour coming to an end. Hello.
Abigail.
Yes.
It is the purpose of God.
Yes.
That is the sole purpose of God. Everyone should be praying for something God to come.
Yes. Are we now talking about the husband issue?
Yes. You seriously need to pray. Say, God, give me a husband. A really formed by your watching. So
yes.
It's true, because you really pray. Everybody is praying. You are praying for a license. You are praying for this. You are praying for children. Everyone is praying, because marriage is honorable.
Yeah.
Well, it is not only in the sight of God, it's also in the sight of the society, the community.
It's a constitution.
So everybody should really pray for that thing. If there's nothing wrong, you can go in your private prayer there and say, God, grant me a...
But I feel like you should pray for something when you want it. You should pray for something when you want it. When you need it. Yes, thank you so much. You should pray for something when you need it. Like for now, I am praying, you know, to get my driver's license because I need it.
Understand.
You understand?
No, don't worry. They can come together simultaneously.
No. I don't think I need a husband yet.
Because if the husband comes, because they are also praying there. God
must just take them in the direction of another woman who's praying for her husband.
Yeah, that's not how God,
you know.
That's not how God.
I don't need a husband yet. No, not yet. When I need a husband, I know I will pray for one. But right now, no.
The blessing will come when you don't know to do, because God knows that this woman, because of her character, her attributes, she must get a husband. So that she can serve me more better. Maybe God is also preparing a pastor somewhere there.
And it's also nice, because one thing we are always taught is that God knows his children. And I believe God knows me as his child. You know, he knows me as his child. And I believe that is why up until today, he has made sure that I don't have a child. Up until today, he has made sure that I don't have a husband. I believe he knows me.
Yeah, he knows the need. So
yes.
One praying, he's also praying there. The moment he prays, God answers his prayer.
And I also pray, and he answers my prayer, and then I will meet that husband.
Thank God, amen. God bless you, man.
Amen.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. 7 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. Like I was saying that personally, there's so many things I'm grateful for. If I have to start mentioning them, now we will find ourselves, you know, the show is done. And all I have spoken about is things that I'm grateful for. But yes, in a nutshell, I am really grateful for so many things in the year 2025. You know, they usually say that one thing about life, you will never get the things you want, you yourself. Mm-mm. In most cases, life offers you what you need. And in most cases, you might not realize you needed a certain person or something until you get that something or that person. That's when you actually realize, you know what? I wanted this for myself, you know, or I thought I needed this for myself. And then, unfortunately, life had to offer me this, and it's actually better than what I was imagining for myself. So that's life. And also the other thing that I need to encourage you on is that let us not be discouraged by things that do not materialize, things that we planned for, and they don't come to materialize in a certain period of time. No. January, we spoke about New Year resolutions, and, you know, I think it was the end of June when we came to reflect. How far are we with those resolutions, you know, with our bucket lists? And my emphasis on both conversation was that time should not limit you at all. You shouldn't worry about that. If this didn't materialize in 2025, the first half of 2025, and also the second half of 2025 is almost over, and this thing still didn't materialize, you shouldn't feel discouraged. If anything, every person's journey in life is totally different. For other people, it's really fast. It's like that. You know, it's like a click of a finger or a click of a tongue. But then for other people, they need to go through hurdles. They need to go through hills. They need to go through potholes, speed humps, and all that. The road is just not smooth. So that is one thing we need to always, always remember. We will go for a musical break, and then on the other side, we will now talk about World AIDS Day. That is tomorrow. Yeah. So yeah, here is the Ringo Mlingozi. Today we are going to listen to, you know, contemporary, but, vernacular contemporary music, right? And, after Ringo, a song titled Nese. So Nese means forgiveness. I think it's Xhosa, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So a song by La Sauce will follow. The sounds of Ringo Mlingozi with Sondela Standwa Sondela. Yeah. And I will see you on the other side. Good afternoon to you. If you just tuned in, you are listening to the one and the only, the one and the only, the girl, right? The girl.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Yeah. I'm
daily. God bless her, babe. God bless her, babe.
Is Sounds of La Sauce on this one that is titled Mwese. And before this one, Ringo Madlingozi came through with a song titled Sondela. Sondela Standwa Sondela. You know, like I mentioned earlier on, that today we are listening to these, you know, contemporary songs that are not in English. No. We are not going to do that today. Those Phil Collins, Hooters, Lionel Richie, Mary J. Blige things. Not this Sunday. We are not going to do that. It is 8 past the hour of 5 o'clock. So yeah, it is a beautiful Sunday. It is the last Sunday in the month of November. And, I believe that we are all grateful for the 11 months, you know, that we have endured. Yeah, I can use that particular word, endured, because we have endured, that's for sure. So I am sure we are grateful. I believe there were some downs in there, but most of all, there were also ups in there. And if all you had to face were downs, don't worry. Don't worry. It was just not your time for you to experience any highs. You know, there is a period in every individual's life where everything you are facing is just the low, the low, the low. You know, the lowest, the lowest, the lowest. So sometimes that also puts you in a situation where you question, you know, yourself in terms of, okay, what is going on with me? My mates are moving forward in life. My mates are purchasing houses. My mates are purchasing cars. My mates are getting good paying jobs. My mates are getting married. My mates are getting kids, you know. These are most of the things that we usually like to compare ourselves to, or we are compared to by other people. You know, sometimes it might not even be you, but that family member, that parent, that extended family member, you know, will come to you and tell you, look at Abigail. Abigail, you know, has been married for how many years now? Abigail has how many kids now? She drives, she has a house, and then you feel a certain way. So one thing we need to understand is that, it doesn't shine for everyone at the same day or at the same time. No. This is even why we have different weather patterns, even in the country. I was mentioning that it's very hot today in the capital. It's very hot. But believe me, at the coast, it could be misty. It could be very cold. Or maybe somewhere there in Onayena, it could be raining. You never know. Or it could be maybe snowing in, what place is this that we usually get snow in the southern part of Namibia? You never know. So let's keep that in mind, colleagues. Okay, so tomorrow is World AIDS Day. And I've decided that we are just going to talk a little bit about it, since It's happening tomorrow, and the only time I will see you, it will be next Sunday. And next Sunday is going to be when? It's going to be the 9th, right? So obviously we can't now come back and talk about something that has happened already on the 30th. So, yeah. Next Sunday is going to be the 7th, colleagues. I'm looking at the wrong date. Yeah, next Sunday is going to be the 7th. So tomorrow is World AIDS Day. I am pretty sure that we are all aware of this very important day. Like they usually say that it's either you are affected by HIV AIDS or you are infected by HIV and AIDS. So it's two ways. Either way, you will be able to relate when it comes to HIV AIDS. And it's actually very alarming and concerning that up until today, you still find people when you have a conversation with them in terms of, you know, these particular topics, it's like they are in the 80s. You know, in the 80s, there was a day, I don't know how that video ended up on my feed on YouTube, but it just appeared there. And it's a video of AIDS patients back in 1987, if I'm not mistaken. And I started watching the video, and then some videos followed through. It was so scary. It was like very scary how people back in the days were treated because they had HIV. And remember, back in the days, there was no medication. It was a virus that just started, and people were still trying to figure out. So a lot of people were really infected, and a lot of people were really affected, you know, by this virus. There's even this story of this particular man who, after his diagnosis of him being HIV positive, you know, his family members, they chased him out of the house. Like, no, you can't live here, you know. It was so it's actually crazy when you have conversations with people in today's time and age where information is like all over, it's everywhere. You can even go just on the website and click HIV and AIDS. You'll get so many materials to educate yourself. So tomorrow, we commemorate World AIDS Day. World AIDS Day is designated on the 1st of December every year since 1988. So it is an international day that is dedicated to raising awareness of the AIDS pandemic caused by the spread of HIV infection, and, you know, also mourning those who have died from the disease. So the acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, also known in short as AIDS, is a life-threatening condition caused by the human immunodeficiency virus, known in short as HIV. So the HIV virus attacks the immune system of the patient or of the person who is infected with the virus, and it reduces its resistance to other diseases, right? So government and, health officials, you know, non-governmental organizations, as well as individuals around the world, they observe the day, and often with the education on AIDS prevention as well as control, right? So it is one of the 11 official, global public health campaigns marked by the World Health Organization along with the World Health Day, you know. World Blood Donor Day, World Immunization Week, World Tuberculosis Day, World No Tobacco Day, World Malaria Day, World Hepatitis Day, World Antimicrobial Awareness Week, World Patient Safety Day, as well as World Chagas Disease Day. So as of 2020, AIDS has killed between 27.2 million and 47.8 million people worldwide. And an estimated 37.7 million people are living with HIV, making it one of the most important global public health issues in recorded history. So thanks to recent improved access to antiretroviral treatment in many regions of the world, you know, the death rate from AIDS epidemic has decreased by 64% since its peak in 2004, right? So 2004, 1.9 million compared to now 2020, where it was 680,000. So now when we look at Namibia, Namibia has really done so much progress when it comes to, you know, HIV/AIDS. And when we talk about HIV/AIDS, we talk about mother-to-child transmission. We talk about people who are now on medication and so on. So, yeah, we talk about those things. And really, if we have to compare back in the years and where we are now, so much has really improved, so much. And this is why when I even have a conversation with somebody and I realize that they are not well informed, I advise them, like, go and get informed when it comes to this virus or when it comes to this disease, because you cannot be living in 2025 and you still reason in a sense as if you are living in 1987. No. In this day and age where we are, we do not allow stigma. I don't condone stigma towards people who are affected by HIV/AIDS or towards people who are infected with HIV/AIDS. I don't condone stigma. I am one of the people who will tell you, can you please get educated, you know, on this disease if you don't know anything about it? Yeah. So Namibia has made significant progress when it comes to HIV response. In terms of that, we have achieved substantial reductions in new infections as well as death, approaching epidemic control and becoming a leader in preventing mother-to-child transmission. You know, that is one of the key successes that we have achieved as a country. You know, other key successes include a high rate of knowledge of HIV status and treatment adherence, with 93% of people who are living with HIV knowingly, you know, knowing their status, 95% of those on treatment and 98% of them achieving viral suppression. Right? So the nation received the World Health Organization's Bronze Tire Award for successfully reducing mother-to-child transmission to below 5%. Back in the days, a lot of kids were born with the virus, a lot of them. Some of them, if you go on social media pages, you will read their stories. There are pages where people can go and share their stories, like confessions and so forth. And I've come across a number of them, you know, disclosing the fact that they were born with the virus. And, because they were born with the virus, this has somehow made them, you know, be scared in terms of dating, and also just making friends and all that. So this is why we are really trying to bring awareness to stop stigmatizing. Like, stop, to be honest, just stop. Rather go and educate yourself on the virus rather than blabbing or doing things that are going to be harmful to somebody who is affected or infected with the virus. So back in the days, a lot of kids were really born with the virus. A lot of them. But then luckily it was the era where medication started, you know, to be available. So the moment a child is born and it's discovered that the child is born with the virus, the child is immediately put on antiretroviral, you know, treatment. And then this is how they you know, survived and became adults, even though we still hear sad stories of when these kids grow to become younger adults and they are around their friends who are HIV negative, you know, they start engaging in stopping to take medication, and then it somehow makes them sick. Some have even lost their lives due to the pressure of having friends, you know, same age group who are not HIV positive, and you don't understand how you have the virus. You don't understand how you were born with it and you have to take this medication. So a lot of young people have honestly lost their lives in this manner. And this is why we really encourage educating yourself, and also just get to know. If somebody comes to you and they disclose to you that I am actually living with this virus, it does not give you the right to go around and saying, oh, so and so told me they are living with HIV. You know, that's very wrong. So the day tomorrow, it's mostly to bring awareness when it comes to this pandemic. It is a pandemic because it's a worldwide issue. So it's to bring awareness, you know, education, so that people get educated and, you know, they know. Because we might think that people know, people understand now. There are people, believe me, out there who don't know anything. They don't know anything at all. I remember I asked this other one guy, you know, we were talking about HIV and AIDS, and then I posed the question of, would you date somebody who is HIV positive? You know they are HIV positive and they are on medication, they are virally suppressed and all that. And he just point blank and told me, no, I would never do that. Somebody who is sick is just somebody who is sick. And that was actually very sad to listen to somebody, you know, say such things in this manner. Whereas we are now taught that a person can be healthy, virally suppressed, you know, taking their medication, constantly getting checked, to see if their viral is suppressed and all that. It does not stop them to date or to be in a relationship with somebody who is HIV negative. There are prevention measures that are now available compared to back in the days. Now, if you have to date or get married to somebody who is HIV positive and you are negative, you know, there are preventative medications that are available that you could also take. So let's be aware, colleagues. Let's share awareness. If you know one or two things when it comes to this, do share with those around you so that they are also aware. Let's stop the stigma. Let's stop stigmatizing. You know, I've heard a lot of stories that at the end of the day, they really make you sad as an individual. Other people, they opt to get sick until they die because they are ashamed of going to the hospital to get their medication due to the stigma that comes from people who will see them going to the hospital to get medication. Just imagine. Just imagine. Why do we do that? We need to stop. To be honest, we need to stop stigmatizing people affected and people infected with HIV and AIDS. So in short, that is about tomorrow. Tomorrow is the 1st of December. It's World AIDS Day. It is an annual international day that is dedicated to raising awareness about the AIDS pandemic that is caused by HIV. 25 past the hour of 5 o'clock. Yeah. We will now go back to our music. And this time we have Lira on a song that is titled Pakadi. Yes. And after this one, Mafiki Zolo will come through with a song that is titled, I think it's At the River. Or I'll meet you at the river, something like that. But yes, you are listening to The Crossover right here on your number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ipurane ngelo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabu ili nawa. Ninge fata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa bra hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu oma felane Eagle FM di ae.
the sounds of the late Marbury Brenda Farsi on this one that is titled Pochi Pochi. Mm-hmm. And before this one, Malaika also came through with a song titled Destiny, as well as Lira with a song titled Pakadi, bringing us to 16 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. And of course, that is the hour where I'll be saying my goodbyes to you, leaving you with HD on the Eagle Spot Zone. He will be with you from the hour of 6 right up until the hour of 8 tonight. One thing that I mentioned today on the crossover is that our music was going to be different today. Today we were not going to listen to Lionel Richie, Phil Collins, Whitney Houston, Mary J. Blige, Toni Braxton. I know somehow I started with Brandy. Yeah. I started with a song by Brandy, and I had already played the song when I was like, I shouldn't have played that song. But then this, luckily the song played before I even, you know, greeted you or started talking to you guys. So I can justify it in that way to say, on the crossover, we actually listened to, you know, African contemporary sounds. That's what we listen to today. Akiri, we know that here we just play, you know, contemporary music, Sunday music. That's what we usually listen to. Today, I even played for you that song that I was talking about earlier. Luckily, Uncle Buana also knows the song and he also likes the song. I looked for the song and I found it. Yes. And I promise that the next two Sundays that we are together, I'm going to play the song for all of us so we can listen to it and also just get reminded at the fact that the festive season is officially here tomorrow. Yes. Key December. Tomorrow when you wake up, just one thing you will notice is that video on your statuses. Believe me, either one or two of your contacts is going to post that video tomorrow. Key December. Key December. Oh my goodness. But yes. So that's that. So we have 14 more minutes to go. And there is a particular song that I like to close off sometimes. And that is the one we are going to close off the show with. It is Sounds of Jabu Kanyile with a very, very lovely song that is titled Sponky Ponky. I'm sure if you are a regular listener of the crossover, you have heard this song here and there. I do play it here and there. But we will close off the show with the song. It's not going to play now. So for now, I have Sounds of Tear Gas with this one that is titled Plobowami. So that means my friend Plobowami. Let's listen.
Mama, he went to the mama. Don't be too sad about. She's in your Njabulo ya kikwele gimi Lizi oya mikaba hini Utano lumbega ema fini Noma unge nami bebe
Mm. 5 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. What a Sunday. What a last Sunday in the month of November. So we have officially said goodbye to November on the crossover. So we now have to look forward to tomorrow. Yes, the 1st of December. One thing that I'm going to leave you with this afternoon is that remember, never ever give up. Never. Whether something takes 2 years for you to do it when somebody else did it in 6 months, you should never ever give up. Never. And always, always teach your mind, teach your heart to be grateful. Right? Always, always teach your mind and your heart to be grateful. Don't always focus on the failures. Don't always focus on the negativity. Because in between the failures, in between the negativity, there was also wins that took place. There was also, you know, some positivity that also took place or that also happened. So always, always remember that. I know some of us might feel a little bit stressed looking at the fact that now we are going in December and maybe the New Year's resolutions did not materialize, not even one. Maybe we should not let that, you know, hold us down. Mm-mm. Rather pick yourself up, dust yourself up. You know, December is also a time where you can try. If honestly, December, nothing materializes, we can always go back to the drawing table, and this is now the next new year, and have the same resolutions, or maybe have different resolutions, because maybe then the resolutions you had for 2025, you know, they were just impossible. I know, you know, not okay, let me just say nothing is impossible, but sometimes we may be set goals for ourselves that are really hard for us to reach, right? Hence, I'm saying that maybe we need to go back to the drawing table. And if the drawing table is now waiting for January to come and then we set new resolutions or we change these resolutions, you know, look at them, into a different perspective, into a different angle, whichever way we need to do this, we have to do it. But the fact remains, we should never, ever give up. Never. No matter what, you should never give up, you know. So, yeah, those other words I will be leaving you with. I believe we had a fruitful conversation. Let's also remember that tomorrow we are commemorating World AIDS Day. Let's, you know, share awareness if we are not educated. When it comes to this particular pandemic, we can always educate ourselves. You don't need Abigail to come and sit behind the mic and teach you A, B, and C. Some of these things you can teach yourself and, you know, learn on your own as an individual. Right? Let's show support for everyone who is affected by HIV/AIDS, who is infected with HIV and AIDS, because at the end of the day, this involves all of us. It involves all of us because it's either you are affected or you are infected. Either way, you will be involved in some way. So leaving you with the sounds of Jabu Kanyile, like I mentioned earlier on before, Sponky Ponky. From me, Abigail, it is adios. I will see you next Sunday, the 7th of December. Ooh, wow. Yes. So, bye-bye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom.